From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Major developments in the U.S. presidential contest. It was a big day in the race for the White House, with Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump winning in South Carolina and Democrat Hillary Clinton coming out on top in Nevada. The former U.S. Secretary of State beat Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders by a margin of 52-48%. Here's VOA national correspondent Jim Malone.
Hillary Clinton had an important win in Nevada. Bernie Sanders was closing the gap in recent days. Bernie Sanders did demonstrate some ability to appeal to Hispanic voters. That's important moving forward. But Clinton was able to hold the line. That could be very important because now she is positioned to do well in the upcoming Democratic primary in South Carolina in a week's time, and also in several of the southern states coming up in Super Tuesday contests where African-American voters will play a very important role.
For the Republicans, Donald Trump won the South Carolina primary, followed by Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz in a virtual tie for second place. Republican Jeb Bush, he suspended his campaign. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said today a provisional agreement has been made with Russia for a ceasefire in Syria's five-year civil war. American and Russian diplomats will now need to convince their allies in the country to sign on to the deal. Moscow backs forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, a longtime U.S. foe, with military support. Speaking from Jordan, Kerry said fighting between the Syrian military and opposition groups could end within hours. A more reserved statement from the Russian Foreign Ministry indicated Lavrov spoke by phone with Kerry. This is VOA News.